Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Chaf Hey, we begin on Tesemet Beis, 21 lines down, Tani, Ein Moichim Lahem. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Moichim Lahem, Lai Zayin, Vale Klei Zayin, Vein Meshchizin Lahem Es HaZayin. One may not sell to idolaters weapons, means swords or spears, or their handles or their sheaths, and one may not sharpen weapons for them either. Tepate, This is referring here to a city in which only idolaters reside, but if Jews also live there, these things are permitted because the idolaters will use the weapons to protect the city. The question is, the reason the Mishnah gave for a woman being prohibited to be secluded with idolaters is because of illicit relations. Shouldn't it be for the same reason as given for a man, namely because idolaters are suspected of murder? The answer Ami gives is it's discussing a healthy woman who they would not kill because they can have relations with her. Amr Avin, another answer that Avin gives, V'afilu teimer yuchoyla isha lahatminas atzma v'loima nachuya ani v'ena isha yuchol lahatminas atzma v'loima nachuihu. Even if she is unhealthy, a woman can hide her Judaism from the captors, so they won't kill her, but a man cannot hide his Judaism. Tani nizdavig lo nachui liyisol noisnali yamino. Bryce says, if a Jew met an idolater on the road and is travelling on the same road as him, he should put the idolater on his right side so that if the idolater tries to attack him, the Jew can use his right hand to defend himself. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi says, if the idolater has a sword, the Jew should position the idolater to his right, so the Jew can defend himself with his right hand. If the idolater is holding a stick in his right hand, the Jew should position the idolater to his left, so that if the idolater raises his right hand, it will be further from the Jew. When the idolater climbs a mountain with a Jew, or descends into a valley, the Jew should always position himself higher than the idolater. He shouldn't bend down in front of an idolater so that the idolater won't crush his skull. And if he meets an idolater on the road who asks him where he's going, he should respond that the length of his journey is more than it actually is, so the idolater will leave the Jew alone when the idolater reaches his destination. And this is the way that Yaakov Avinu dealt with Esav, as it's told in Bereishis. In Perek Lamagil, Pasuk Yudalad, until I will come to my master to Seir. And Yaakov instead went to Sukkos. Amar Rav Huna, Lamatzina Shalach Yaakov Avinu LeSeir. Huna says we don't find that Yaakov Avinu went to Seir, and he only told Esav this to get away from him. Amar Rav Yudan Breda Rav, La'asid Lavoi Amalei Ba'alu Moshim Ha'asyon Lishpot Yitzhar Esav. Rav Yudan, the son of Rav, said Yaakov was alluding to him that it will occur in the future, as the Pasuk says in Avadja, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Aleph, and saviors will ascend Mount Sion to judge the mountain of Esav. Now the Mishnah said, Bachiso lo fialed es anachris, bepnei shemamedes ben la'avodes elilim. A Jewish woman should not act as a midwife for a female idolater, and the Gemara says the reason is because she's helping the birth of another child to serve idols. But the Mishnah said, Avanochris mieles bachisol, a female idolater may act as a midwife for a Jewish woman. V'tani Kena, we have a brisa that supports that as well. Mialedis mi bechutz avalo mi bifnim, loitachnis yoda lifnim, shloitamik esa uba b'me'eha, veloitashakena, koish shel ikrin. She should act as a midwife on the outside but not on the inside. This means that she should not put her hand inside to take out the baby, because we're concerned that she might crush the baby inside. An idolater should also not give a Jewess a potion to prevent her from conceiving, because we're concerned she might also mix in poison. And the Gemara asks, if the idolater was a local expert midwife there, can she help the Jewess alone without other people supervising? The answer is it should be like the law that Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan about a doctor, that even though a Jew should not visit a doctor who is an idolater, if the doctor is a local expert, it's permitted, because he wouldn't want to damage his profession. And here also, since the midwife is a local expert, it's permitted.